Today, we continue in our study of Mishnayos Meseches Kelim with lesson number 28. We're continuing in the eighth perek, today with the fourth and fifth Mishnah. Perek Ches, Mishnah Dalet, and Mishnah He. Mishnah Dalet. Kedera shehi nesuna batano. You have a kedera, a pot, an empty pot, which is placed inside the tanur. Totally, completely inside the Avir HaTanur. HaSheretz BaTanur, and if there's a Sheretz in the Tanur, not in the Kedera, but adjacent to the Kedera, but in the airspace of the Tanur, HaKedera Tohora, the Kedera remains Tohor, because the Kedera is a Keli, and She'ein Klicheres Metame Kelim, a Klicheres, in this case the Tanur, cannot be metame odom v'kelim. It can't be metame people. It can't be metame kelim. It is only metame ochlin umashkim. This is based, this halacha, we learn about in the Meseches Shabbos, Daf Kufla Metches Omed Beis, and there the Gemara darshens as follows. Yochol yihiyu kol ha-kelim mitame me'aver klicheres. I might think that a keli, in this case, a kedera, inside the avir klicheres, in this case, inside the avir of the tanur, should become tomei. Talmud Loma, the posuk says, in Chumash Vayikra, perik, excuse me, perik yud aleph, psukim lamed gimel and lamed dalet, the posuk says, with reference to a klicheres, Kol asher betocho yitmo, everything within it becomes tomei. Mikol ha'ochel asher yeochel, from whatever foodstuff might be inside this klicheres. From there, the Gemara learns, the drosh is, that ochlin can become tomei me'avir klicheres, but kelim cannot become tomei me'avir klicheres. This is one of the many applications of a type of tumma, an avat tumma in this case, which is metame only ochlin umashkin, foodstuff, solid or liquid, but not metame odom, people, or kelim. But until now, we're discussing a kedera which is empty. Hoya bo mashke tofeach. Suppose there is a little bit of liquid in this kedera, just a little bit, enough, so that if I touch it, my hand will come away wet. That's mashke tofeach. It's enough liquid to make the hand which comes in contact with it wet. Nitmo. So this mashke tofeach does become tome. Because, as we learned, the aver klicheres is mitame ochlen umashkin. You might think that after all, doesn't the kedera itself protect the mashke within it from becoming tomei? No, because this entire kedera is inside the tanur. And a kedera is not matzil the mashke shebetocha as toch tocha. Remember, toch tocha is only true if the vessel is somewhat protruding above the tanur. And inside that vessel there is ochlen umashkin. Then we say that the avir is metame, the sheretz is metame, the toch hatanur, but not the toch hatoch. That's what's inside the inside. But if the entire, in this case, kedera, the entire vessel, is inside the tanur, then that kedera remains tohor if it's empty, because klicheres is not metame kelim. But the contents of the kedera do become tome, because they're not toch tocho, they are toch hatanur. Now, the mashke, which is liquid, has become tome from the aver klicheres. V'timo'o, now that mashke, that liquid, is metame the kedera. It makes the kedera tome. This is because of a gzera de rabbonon, that mashkim temeim do have the power to be metame kelim. This is something we find throughout this Meseches and many times in Shas, that there was a gzera of mashkim temeim. Any liquid, water, wine, Coca-Cola, which became tome, if it comes into contact with a keli, can render that keli tome. And it's a special gzera because of mashkim shel zav v'zova. The body fluids of a zav and zova are fluids, and they are av hatumah by min haTorah. Because of that stringency, which is a Torah stringency, the Chachamim apply to all liquids which are Tameh the power to be Metameh Kalim. So now, this Mashke Tofeach, which is inside the Kedera, the Mashke Tofeach is Nitma, it becomes Tameh, the Mashkim, the liquid, Vitima, and it is Metameh, the Kedera. Hareze Omer. So here you have this paradox. And the Kedera can say to the Mashke, so to speak, we personify the pot and we personify the few drops of liquid in it. And the Kedera says to the liquid, Mitame'echo lo timu'uni. That which made you Tomei, the Sheretz, the Avir Hator, Avir Hatanor, which became Tomei through his Sheretz, lo timu'uni. That could not make me, the Keli, the Kedera, Tomei. Viata, but you fruit few drops of liquid inside of me, you timesani, you did make me tome, because of the power of mashkim timeim to make the kedera tome. That's Mishneh Dalet. Mishneh Hey goes on to say, Tarnagol, suppose you have a chicken, shebola es hasheretz, which swallowed a sheretz, v'nofal la'avir hatanur, and this tarnagol live fell into the tanur. The tanur is not heated. It's just a cold tanur. So now you have a chicken clucking away inside the tanur, and inside the tarnagol is a dead sheretz. Tohor, the tanur remains tohor. Because of the principle that tuma belua, tuma, which is absorbed into the body of a living creature, in this case the chicken, is not metame. The living chicken, so to speak, contains the tumah which is belua, which is absorbed inside its digestive system in this situation. V'yim meis, but suppose the tarnagol dies before it falls into the tanur or in the tanur, and it died soon enough after it swallowed the sheretz, so that the sheretz was not digested, because if the sheretz was digested, meaning if the sheretz remained inside the body of the living tarnagol, kedei ikul, long enough to have been digested, a digested sheretz is not mitame. But here, the tarnagol the tarnagol ate the sheretz, then died, and then fell into the tanur, or fell into the tanur living and then died, but died soon enough so that the sheretz was not yet digested, tomei. Then the tanur becomes tomei, because inside that tanur there is a sheretz. Albeit it is inside the body of the chicken, but it is a dead chicken. And the tuma belua bemeis, tuma which is absorbed inside the body of a dead animal, in this case a dead chicken, is metame v'avir hatanur. The Mishnah continues with a rule. Hasheretz shenimtso batanur. If a sheretz is found in the tanur, so the sheretz renders the airspace of the tanur tome. But what we're going to learn now is that we don't conceive of all the air in the tanur as being a tome material. Rather, the airspace has the power to be metame. What is tome material is the walls of the tanur. So if a sheretz is found in the tanur, and inside this tanur, hanging in its airspace, not touching walls, is pas, is bread. Hapas shebetocho shniyo. The pas in the avir hatanur is not a rishon. Remember, a sheretz is an avatumo. That which a sheretz touches is a rishon letumo. That which the rishon touches is a shniya, a sheni letumo. So here, the sheretz is found in the tanur. The sheretz is an avatumo. It makes the tanur Tomei, but a Rishon. And the pas in the tanur, but not touching the walls, only suspended in the airspace of the tanur, is not a Rishon, but a Shniya. Shehatanur techila. The tanur is a Rishon, a Tchila. The tanur is a first level of Tumah after the Sheretz, which is an Avatumah. The pas is only a Shniya, a Sheni Litumah. And so we have completed Mishneh Hay and in the of Perikhes, and the process concluded lesson number 28.